The Medal of Honor is awarded to military service personnel for conspicuous gallantry and resolute courage at the risk of life above and beyond the call of duty. From the moment these men and women take their oath to the Constitution, before they even put on their uniform, they have sacrificed their personal liberties to answer that call. Perhaps not every veteran deserves the Medal of Honor. Most honored their oath, fulfilled their contract, served with integrity, were honorably discharged, and resumed civilian life. Those who were wounded, maimed, or disabled may have received the Purple Heart, while for many, emotional and psychic wounds have gone unrecognized. But for the former president and commander-in-chief to equate the Medal of Honor with the civilian-grade Medal of Freedom, and to disparage that medal while currying favor with a generous political donor is beyond despicable. My heart clutches and my stomach churns listening to him. So, to all veterans and the men and women currently in uniform, please remember that our country has not always elected a superlative human being as president. Many have made us proud. A few made us regret our choices at the polls. Not one has held up our veterans and war wounded with such conspicuous and offensive disdain. My name is Sharon Nicola, and that is my perspective.